ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahifa Al-Sajjadiyya, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is trying to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a number of vices. And we got to the part where he says, "O Allah, I seek refuge in you from being an aid to an oppressor." أو أن نعضد ظالما. When it comes to aiding oppressors, obviously not being oppressors ourselves or being part of them, but aiding them, it's a concept which is also forbidden in Islam, which means I and you should not put ourselves in a position where we aid the oppressors. Aiding the oppressors has so much negative and corruptive side effects on the communities. And one of which is that the values will change. How so? Sometimes when we live in a system, and that system itself is an oppressive system, which we see in most of the Western countries in our day now, They come to a concept that is beautiful, and they switch it around. For example, the concept of family, the concept of socialization, the concept of being good to other people. They make it as a bad thing. For example, if being a married man or a married woman is a bad thing. Establishing a family is a bad thing. Having this and having that is a bad thing. So the value changed from good to bad. Before I continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that aiding these systems, they will flip values, which in return will cause corruption. Or the system can come up to a concept that is haram, that is evil in its nature, and they change it into what? Into a good. For example, they look at homosexuality, for example, or drinking alcohol, or gambling, or fornication, or adultery, and they change it around. They make it sound as the freedom of choice, one desire, pleasure of life, indulgence, and what have you, so they change it. If these systems change these values, and me and you
are supportive of these systems, then what we do in return, we encourage these acts. And I don't care how much we say, no, we don't encourage it, it's haram, Islam is haram. But at the end of the day, I might be standing against the action, but I'm supporting the system that supports it and gives it protection. So I'm encouraging it. I'm strengthening it. So us, by not saying anything, or by aiding the system or aiding the oppressors, what we're doing is that we're creating more havoc. We're creating more corruption into society. So that's where Islam comes in and says such an action is actually forbidden, is actually haram. You should not aid a zalim. So for example, when we always look at Imam Hussein, he says, مِثْلِي لَا يُبَيُعَ مِثْلَهُ. Someone like me will never give allegiance to someone to like Yazid. Because Imam al-Hussein, when he says mithli, he's saying, I am a concept, I am a system. I'm a system of fairness, I am a system of justice. Mithleh, like him, he's a system of oppression and corruption. And when the Imam dives further, he explains who Yazid is on the lowest of levels of corruption in the society. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We were saying before the break that the Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when he compares the systems of the truth and the oppressive system, he says mithli and mithlah, like me, like him. And then he says to Yazid, wa Yazid rajulun fasiq, he's a corrupt person. So the system itself is corrupt, right? What does that system or that corrupt system encourages or entails? He says, sharbul khamr. One, he drinks alcohol, because alcohol back in the day and now, it looked at it as a something nice, something good. It's now we have so much advertisement about alcohol, being it's one of the best pleasures of life. Drink alcohol. No longer is seen as an evil act. So the system that supports it and brings it forward, we're supporting these systems by keeping it quiet or being under it without saying a word. So the Imam first, and he says, okay, when it comes to khamr, an act that a person does, it's seen as a good thing now. And Yazid, again, قَاتُلُ النَّفْسُ الْمُحْتَرَمَ, he is killing the innocent souls. Now we live in systems where they go to war to other countries, in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, and they kill people. And what am I doing? I'm very happy living in my country that I support, and they are the same people that are killing my fellow Muslim brothers. Okay? We have to be careful. And he says, قَاتُلُ النَّفْسَ الْمُحْتَرَمَةِ مُعْلُنٌ بِالْفُسْقِ. He's publicly announcing his treachery and corruption. He's not shy about it. The worst is not shy about bringing homosexuality and transgender and this and that to the public. You have to wear a ribbon, you have to wear a flag, you have to be proud, right? So they are doing alan, they're doing public. And then the Imam says, mithli wa mithli la yubayyu' mithla. Someone like me will never submit to someone like him. So do you see where the Imam alayhi salam draws the line? It's a system. Aiding me aiding that system, it means me encouraging all these actions. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را